Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Oh, hi, Rude Pundit. Hi.
Hello.
You know, for a filthy hobo, your scribblings are really quite prescient.
Oh, yeah?
You know, you wrote this piece. It's not just the pandemic. We're traumatized because of Trump and the MAGA movement. I was trying to, you know, explain it in the opening segment that I know we keep saying we're numb. Like, here's another death threat against President Biden. All the rest of us would be in jail for, you know, judge's daughter, on and on. I literally this weekend kept thinking, this feels like Hitler. This feels like this is how this must have happened. Like, an entire country was traumatized and paralyzed and in fear and didn't know what to do or how to constrain someone. And, you know, that's basically what you talked about in this piece, right?
Yeah, I mean, and it's based on this Atlantic piece that said, you know, that essentially said we're all suffering from an unacknowledged mass trauma because of the pandemic. And I'm like, yeah, but it's not just that, you know, it's way worse and way deeper than and goes back a little more than just that.
Well, you know, my best friend's a psychologist and she lives in Australia. We had yet another 3-hour phone call last night, but we've talked about this a lot, just how we've all personally and professionally in every way been affected by COVID. You're right. It's a PTSD, but you're right. The trauma is deeper. It is also from Trump. And I think a lot of psychologists will say that we have just been living in this chaos and division. And the fact, trying to envision this going on, I literally had a friend this weekend that said Trump's going to win. And I was realized that I was so triggered, you know, because it almost is beyond comprehension that we would have to continue to go through this, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, back in the day, my friends and I used to joke around and say, okay, if Pat Buchanan gets elected president, you remember when he won one primary or something?
Yeah, yeah.
We were like, if he's the president, we're going to Australia. Australia is it. We could be with your friend.
Yeah. Oh, no, she keeps offering because so you come here.
Now I legitimately sit there and think, okay, if he's reelected, okay, here are my options for countries I can go to and get the hell away from here.
You said in my real job, I say all the time, we haven't dealt with the effects of the a-hole virus, not just with all the students who had formative experience C-blocked by the lockdown, senior years of high school, first years of college, graduations, to have all that over Zoom is going to mess you up. And I know too many people who had to handle the worst of COVID firsthand and said goodbye to loved ones through windows, had empty funerals. My stepfather, who really was my dad and all but sperm, caught it and didn't treat it fast enough and it cashed in his check. I'm traumatized too, but blaming COVID for the reaming of the American psyche lets too many mother effers off the hook.
Yeah.
And if there's one thing you say about mother effers, I mean, it's right in the title. They're going to F their mothers.
Yeah. They're going to F the mothers every time.
Yeah. You say when we say that the pandemic has brain raped us, we're letting the real rapists off the hook. Expand on that, won't you, Rune?
Yes, yes, yes. Well, you see, there's an actual rapist involved here. It wasn't just a metaphor. And because we are dealing with all of this, as you said, chaos under Trump, And this and the ongoing, you know, just the insanity of the MAGA movement.
Yeah.
That we are constantly re-traumatized. If Trump's inaction and lack of any kind of empathy during the COVID, during the peak of the early pandemic, that affected us, then how is it not re-triggering and re-traumatizing us every time we have to deal with him?
Yeah, yeah. Just not to overshare.
Oh.
But that's what I always do.
Yes.
My best friend and I were talking about, she was just saying as a psychologist, she's obviously dealt with it. I mean, Chris, you went dealt with some very severe depression during COVID. We all did.
Yeah.
And we in particular, my girlfriend and I just broke up, but we were talking about
Yeah,
we were both traumatized, I think. You know, we both were alone in our homes for like 2.5 years. So, you know, when we met each other, we're like, another human and so, you know, I think we did a little bit of a square peg in a round hole thing and love each other and we're going to be friends. But I think, you know, fit romantically, but I think, again, we all were traumatized by, you know, we just weren't normal coming out of COVID. I think we all and now I think just these last couple of weekends being alone all the time, I'm re-triggered about how much I was alone like all day, every day during COVID. And I think that's part of the Trump just keeps triggering and re-triggering us from all of that mass trauma, right?
And we were already traumatized by his campaign, by MAGA rallies, by what was happening there, and by the 3 years of his presidency leading up to the pandemic. I mean, it was just one thing after another. And I tweeted when Trump got elected. I was like, oh my God, are we going to spend the next 4 years, you know, getting our rage orders every morning by seeing what Trump has tweeted?
Yeah.
And we still do it now with Truth Social. Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
You know,
it's endless.
We go, well, what is this a-hole talking about today? Yeah. That's going to,
it's amazing. To rage. It's endless and
crap.
Yeah. Yeah, and exhausting. It's just, you're right.
Sometimes Louise and I just crave a restaurant quality dinner at home without doing all the work or driving. Well, Cook Unity is the first chef-to-you service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week. And it appears to be less expensive than other delivery options. Go to cookunity.com/Hartman with two N's or enter the code Hartman with two N's before checking out for 50% off your first week. We just received our first meals from Cook Unity, and what a huge difference it is to get the best chefs in the country to bring creative, delicious meals to us and you every week. Every meal is handcrafted by chefs and made in local micro kitchens, not large production facilities. We just had the Chipotle maple glazed salmon with green beans and mango pico de gallo. It had everything we love in a meal. They have all sorts of options like vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free, and more. Menus are posted 2 weeks in advance, so you have plenty of time to choose. Experience chef-quality meals every week delivered right to your door. Go to cookunity.com/Hartman with two N's or enter the code Hartman with two N's before checking out for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using the code Hartman or going to cookunity.com/Hartman.
OMG, I am so excited about our new sponsor, Cook Unity. These are ready-cooked meals. You want to know my first six? Grilled mahi-mahi with oyster mushrooms and steamed rice. Vegan rigatoni pesto. Four cheese ravioli with cherry tomatoes and spinach. Hang on. Climate-friendly chickpea and quinoa bowl. Classic salad niçoise. Lemon-baked tilapia. I don't have time to cook. These, you just pop them in the microwave. Bam, you're done. Go to cookunity.com/liberal. You will not believe the quality and the quantity of different choices that you have. Whatever you need. Vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten free, whatever you love, they have a delicious dish. Cook Unity is the first chef to you service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week, and it's cheaper than other delivery options. So delicious and no cooking required. I love that on work nights for me. Go to cookunity.com/liberal or enter the code liberal before checkout for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using the code liberal or going to cookunity.com/liberal. And you said there was a calculated effort to tear this country apart, to set the red and blue states, hell, the red and blue state regions within states against each other. Instead of unifying us, instead of demanding we all give an ass about each other, we had politicians earnestly saying the elderly should just allow themselves to die so we could get up and go shopping more. And you said the leaders of the MAGA movement wanted us at each other's throats. And this is like turned up to 11 now.
Yeah, yeah. This would have been like, you know, if after 9/11, you know, the Democrats had said, no, screw you, George Bush. We're going to use this as an opportunity to just talk about your weakness and bring you down, which there was a legitimate reason to do that.
Yeah.
But they didn't. They were like, okay, the nation has suffered. Let's back off for a bit. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, it was the Republicans that ended up taking 9/11 and making and, you know, using it as a weapon against Democrats.
Well, we've overused everything, the boiling frog. But you're right. You know, as you write about it, it's just that when you've been through trauma for this long, as you say, we're traumatized because we've lived through nothing but trauma for years now with no break. And a click-driven media tries to act like this entirely abnormal time is totally normal when we know it isn't. This weekend is just the latest. You're like, oh, okay, tweet another death threat against the sitting president of the United States. Like, you're just right. There's no way to not be numb. And you say, if we can't appreciate what President Biden has accomplished, maybe it's because we've seen how easily it can be taken away, whether it's civil rights or health care or infrastructure weeks that never arrive. The Trump years taught us how precarious it all is, and we haven't done anything to build a nation that isn't constantly dancing on the edge of disaster. As Bob Sesko always says, it's like you're leaning back in your chair, you're never sure if we're going to fall, right?
Right. Yeah. That's a great metaphor for it. I mean, it's really this feeling that we and that's why we keep clinging to these little you know threads of hope, like a judge issued a ruling that maybe doesn't help Trump or that you know affects the way the trial is going to go forward, and we're there like yes please, and we know that this is the progress here is going to be just so slug like slow and that's another part of it is we're sitting there going okay. And I don't want to leave out, there's something I don't want to leave out either. It's that, and that's the people in the MAGA movement are also traumatized.
Yeah.
They themselves are giving into something, you know, it's sort of like, I don't know, waking up after a party and, you know, your ass kind of hurts and you're wondering, how did that happen?
What did I do? But you said if the era of bad feelings, as some have called it, it's not just the pandemic, it's because of the Trump era, it's the MAGA era, it's the era of effing around and not finding out so far that the for the F arounds, so to speak. And you said it's why we so desperately need Trump convicted and not just defeated at the polls. We need to say that I should know to be ready with
you
my box.
Be, yeah.
Blame and punish them for it won't solve the trauma, but at least we know he won't be able to inflict more. Maybe then we can get back to restoring our feeling of safety in America. I quoted Glenn Kirshner. He said he's the most dangerous person out on bail in the United States. And it is. Yeah. It's that feeling of some danger on the loose now that we've had for how long, right?
And then I didn't even get around to it. And I realized this morning, I was like, I didn't even talk about, you know, the feeling that you're going to be shot everywhere you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, this other danger that is looming over us and causing us anxiety constantly.
Yeah.
You know, and that's one that you can put aside, but we know it happens all the time. My sister just got a text last week. I was on the phone with her. And she said, I just got a text that her daughter's school was issued a shelter in place order.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
And it was, and they later said there was some kind of, you know, threat and nothing actually happened. But it's like, what the hell, you know?
And after how many years that we still might die of COVID because it's still here because of the, you know, and the Trump COVIDiocy that this has caused.
Right.
And that there's going
to
be another pandemic that's even worse. And of course, because, you know, as you wrote, the way, you know, they tore us apart. I mean, I had to remember some stuff. You said 4 years ago, I wrote about Trump celebrating what he saw as a low number of predicted deaths from COVID. Even today, when he finally admitted at least 100,000 people, maybe as many as 240,000, maybe fewer, maybe more were going to die in this country, most in the next few weeks, he painted it as a victory that he was leading because it wasn't a million. That's where we were in 2020. I don't think that qualifies as better off in any way. And meanwhile, a million people dead later, here we are. You're right.
He celebrated the ratings he was getting for the briefings.
Shove bleach up your ass in briefings, right?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, it was like, it's bigger than anything, the briefings. And it's like, dude, you shouldn't have to be doing these briefings. We're doing these briefings because you effed it all up.
Yeah. Here's one of those slivers of hope that you spoke about is Fannie Willis has all but taken over the case, personally focused intensely on legal strategy, getting her team in fighting form for the trial. And you said they pissed her off. I hope she wrecks their lives. That's what I said. Oh, you came for the queen and you missed.
Yep. Yeah. And they're still trying. And again, we're in another round of endless appeals.
Yeah.
That delays things. You know, we have a justice system that is built in a way that cannot function to actually get to convicting Trump.
Yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I mean, that's what I keep saying. We just keep endlessly repeating, like, no one's above the law. We're a country of laws, not men. And just and keep feeling like we're being made fools of every day. Right.
Right. Right. And no. And obviously, we are a country of lawyers and men and lawyers. And because those who can afford all the lawyers can keep on delaying and delaying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, it's I think that's the realizing that, I guess, with money, you can endlessly appeal and appeal and appeal. Like, I have to ask Tristan Snell again today. I think we have hit the end of the road in the hush money case, at least, you know, from everything I'm reading with that. This is happening 15 days from now. Like, so there is an end of the road. It just, but it feels like it's taking forever, doesn't it?
Yeah. I'm at the I'll believe it when I see a jury seated and the trial starts.
Yeah. Yeah, it is just astounding. All right, I love you, you filthy hobo.
Ha. Oh, I will say one good thing happened 4 years ago today.
Yes,
and that is I went to because I couldn't go to the actual adoption center. I met somebody in a parking lot that had a little dog.
Aww.
And I adopted that little dog.
Aww. And now a story about a dog.
And I love her because she hates everybody but me.
Aww, that a girl.
That's so rubber belly.
And
really
I adopted two tiny hypoallergenic dogs because my girlfriend had asthma.
Yeah,
and now guess what I have? Two tiny hypoallergenic dogs that I love more than anything in the world. Bonnie and Clyde. Little lumps of love. All right.
Oh, my God. Wait, I can't end on this. Wait, I have to say something about your friend down under.
Dr. Juggs.
Oh, Dr. Juggs. Yes. Uh-huh.
Yes. Yes. Oh, and you did call her your best friend earlier.
Yes, so. I did. I'm sure it was an error.
Well,
yeah.
There's a reason God made my best friend a brilliant psychologist, because this hot mess. Okay.
She can study you.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. You're a case study,
Stephanie.
I'm
an abnormal brain.
Yeah.
Okay. Love you, Brood Pundit. Goodbye.
Bye.